We are talking to Tanya Ferrier shortly. It features her famous angry underwear, this exhibition, as worn by Madonna, and new collage work made from cutting up 200 retro Playboy centerfolds and restaging them for a feminist viewpoint. The exhibition is titled Pop Porn, a City of Fremantle Art Collection exhibition curated by Andre Lipscomb and Tanya Ferrier. Pop Porn features a survey of the artist's internationally renowned Angry Underwear project, alongside a series of new print works and animated videos created as part of her residency at Fremantle Art Centre in 2021. Welcome, Tanya.
Welcome. Thank you.
So, Pop Porn opened at Fremantle Art Centre on Friday, 12th of August. How was the response to your work and your exhibition?
It was a very fun opening, well attended. We had a beautiful full moon that night and no rain, so that was just lovely.
That's a bonus.
Yeah. And I had a bunch of friends who came wearing my angry underwear, so that made it kind of really special to have people there wearing the outfits, like over skivvies or under jackets, because it still was a bit cold.
And can you describe the underwear works, just what they physically look like?
Sure. They are cotton bras. Now the only place I can source these cotton bras is in India, because everything's gone synthetic. And there's also, luckily, we still have cotton underwear. I mean, underpants. So I fabric paint onto the underwear. And it's pretty much the angry underwear side of it is all vicious animals' faces. So they're snarling tigers or panthers or sharks with their teeth bared. And the whole idea is to kind of make your underwear look angry.
So also the underwear, it's got that kind of 50s aesthetic, the shape of the underwear, hasn't it? Like, which was kind of like the pointy-breasted bras.
Yes, that's true. Everyone has to still use a little bit of cotton wool in the end of them to make them point. But the main feature that makes them quite comfortable is they've got a sort of a band under the bra, which makes them a little bit more like a midriff top. So in fact, they are a comfortable bra to wear.
Yeah. But quite different to bras now, like a lot of, push-up bras and, letting it all hang out. These bras kind of really contain everything, really firm posture.
True, and also not synthetic, so so much nicer.
Yeah. And so what were the events and experiences that made you create these works? Can you kind of give us a little kind of summary of the context?
Sure. I mean, Angry Underwear all started back in 1988 when I was working in New York in a strip club as a bartender. And I witnessed an on-stage sexual assault of a dancer named Angel. And in that process, I went backstage to comfort her, basically. And she had said she wished her pussy could bite. So from there, I kind of thought, well, I need to paint you a pair of underpants with an angry pussy on it. And that's what I started with, but then that turned into painting bras with all sorts of vicious animals on it. And the dancers did have one opportunity to wear them on stage, and it had a very interesting reaction from the clientele. But my boss told me I was never to pull a stunt like that again.
So it's kind of like a little bit about empowerment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now I've learnt the term that you use in the art world, and it's called a performative intervention. But it wasn't organised through the art world. It was organised as an immediate reaction.
And how does this kind of, for you, fit in within the context of post-Me Too movement? Because, you're restaging these works. How do you think they fit to now?
The interesting thing is that I had all the hard copy media. I had video documentation of interviews that were done in New York because it became a media sensation. And I had hard copy magazine things. But it took me years to think about digitising it. And when I finally put stuff online, there was a very strong immediate response to people saying, oh my God, you did this back in 1988. So, and then Me Too kind of came about just almost shortly after that, and then there was a really big interest in the underwear, and the sort of the visual statement kind of never goes out of fashion, really. So that was the thing. It sort of became, especially to younger women, they were very interested in it. And from there, I also have written a film script about the story, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of been taken up by a producer, and it's sort of in script development.
That's amazing. And, you know, like, feminism has had so much change over time as well. You know, and it's so different now to what it was when women were standing up for themselves so long ago.
Yeah, exactly. I still remember the Me Too moment, and actually sort of feeling slightly shocked that it was going to happen within my lifetime, and recognising there was this change, and feeling quite amazed that there was a change, because I had grown up in a time when I just thought there was never going to be a change.
Phew. Artist Tanya Ferrier is showing off her bras, not literally, and underwear, not literally, not her own. Hear more here on Artbeat with Maxie. Popporn is her solo exhibition at Fremantle Arts Centre, and we are talking in relation to nudity and porn, so if you have a problem with that, maybe you should just switch off for another couple of minutes and come return. But we are talking about women. Why use art to comment on these issues? How does it, you know, how does art performance connect to the public through social political commentary? Why is it important to use art?
I think that in my own practice and trajectory, which I can now actually say is over 40 years, as I'm 64 years of age, all my art happens as a result of me trying to answer something. So I don't think I've ever started a project with a really strong conceptual idea of what it's going to be. It's usually something happens. It happens either to me or someone around me. And my process is not one to be able to intellectualise it. I end up just making something to try to answer the problem in my own mind. And in that process, maybe I'm answering the problem for other people too.
And how did you come up with the title Popporn?
Popporn, well, one, I pretty much like these catchy little titles. And it was because I knew that I was going to be working with Playboy magazines. I had decided that because I recognised that 30 years before I had sort of transgressed the secret world or the private world of men's entertainment. And, of course, on the back of Playboy magazines, it says men's entertainment. So it kind of seemed to me like, that's it, great. I'm going back into men's entertainment, and I'm going to sort of cut it up and play with it and do what I want to do with it, and reassert it from a visual that gave the centrefolds a sort of a powerful, not a passive look, but a very potent look.
And that's talking about your Playboy collages, which you, like you said, you've cut up Playboy magazines, and kind of taking the control and the your own reflection on that.
I've turned the centrefolds into sort of, I suppose, they're avenging creatures. I've given some of them like Norse Viking goddess names, they reference, I suppose, they can reference many things like Hindu goddesses as well. But at the same time, I'm pretty careful not to use that word. So it's more that I wanted to create creatures that, in a way, they desensitise or shock the viewer into seeing it in another way. And one of my favourite things is knowing that my brother, who's an advertising psychologist, he said that they were ugly. My work was ugly because
I can imagine him saying that.
I was rendering these women unavailable to him.
Right. Well, good on you. Well, I mean, that's the power of art. You're making a commentary on actually a popular media, which are the porn magazines, and saying, well, how can I look at this and question this and get the audience to read this differently? And you got a reaction right there from your brother. So what's next, Tanya?
Well, in the course of doing this show, I've had a very interesting time because a sex worker who works here in Perth has asked me if I will work with her on staging some photographs so that women, so sex workers, can express some of this power over their agency, over the control of how they're represented.
That is amazing. Mm. Great to share more about the stories behind the works in your exhibition, Tanya. That was artist Tanya Ferrier talking about Pop Porn, her solo exhibition at Fremantle Arts Centre. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
There's public programs, programming, including an artist talk on 13th of August and an evening with the collection with Tanya Ferrier and invited guests on the 22nd of September. Have a look at the website fac.org.au for more information.